of the year. Although they've been around like 8 or 9 years, they're new artist of the year because they really have become really popular. How many of you have been fans forever? Yeah, a lot of us are just starting to become fans because of their notoriety, because of their great talent and their great heart for God and the depth of their music. You want to say give it up for 10th Avenue North?
That's cool.
Give it up for 10th Avenue North!
I'm tired. So all you labor.
Knife Fest. You doing all right? Well, we're 10th Avenue North. Usually we have some words up so you can sing along. We don't have any today, but feel free to clap and shout and sing. Do whatever it is you gotta do. Let's lose ourselves right now. Here we go. I need your help. You ready to help us?
Yeah!
This is what I need to have happen. We need everyone from this front row all the way to the back. On the count of three, I need everyone to throw your hands straight up over your head, like on the count of three. I see that. Here's the deal. Because if you're coming here tonight with a broken heart, if you're coming here and you're just sick and tired of yourself, what you need is not to feel awesome about yourself today. You know what you need? You need to forget about yourself, because that's where the true freedom is anyway. And you see, some of us, when we do this in worship, we feel really awkward. Good. That's the point. Because when you're doing this, you can't be cool anymore. You know, you can try, it just makes it more awkward. Like, so. You know what I'm saying? And worship is not about you feeling cool, it's about you forgetting all of yourself, being caught up in the beauty of someone else. And so, if anyone here wants to forget about themselves, we're going to throw our hands up. One, two, one, two, three, go. And come, oh come, Emmanuel, come, Lord, here to dwell. Let all your children lift one. Sing now, waiting here, waiting for you, God, with our hopes and our fears, we come empty hands and drum.
Jesus.
teach it to you. Me first, then you. We're gonna see how loud Ignite Festival can sing that simple chorus. You ready? Dancer or not, but all of us are gonna go absolutely crazy, all right? So if you need to just jump up and down, you do whatever it is you need to do, all right? Here we go. the problem is with praying something like that, right? I mean, we all just said, God, break me down. And the problem is sometimes God will actually answer that prayer. You know what I'm saying? So this is a song for anyone who God's answering that prayer for you today. It's called Hold My Heart. How long must I pray? Must I pray to you? How long must I wait? Must I wait for you? And how long till I see your face? I see you shining through. I'm on my knees, I'm begging you to notice me. I'm on my knees, Father, won't you turn to me? Yeah. One tear in the driving rain. So much, Ignite. You guys are awesome. Give yourselves a hand. You guys are fun to play for. And, you know, we just got like two more songs. I just want to stop and just ask maybe a simple question that might feel a little weird in this setting. But anybody relate to the words of that last song? Like, I don't know about you, but you see, I grew up in Christian school, and I grew up in church, and I'm still kind of recovering from that in some ways. Because I learned that the one thing you don't ever do is question God. You just don't do it. You just learn the answers, and when someone asks you, you spit it back as fast as you can. Until I actually opened the Bible and realized that David asked crazy questions all the time. A lot of times he actually sounds like a drama queen. He's like, where are you? I can't feel you at all. I'm like, that's how I feel. And somewhere along the way, I realized that Christianity is not about having a bunch of right answers to the questions. Christianity is about encountering a person named Jesus, you know? And the last thing we want is for some of you who you, right now you're in that stage and you can't feel God, you can't hear God, and you can't see God, and looking out at all these people going crazy just further just scares you because you're like, they're feeling it and I'm not. What's wrong with me? I need to do better. I need to try harder. I need to pray more and then I'll experience God. And I want you to know that that may be a lot of things, but that is not the gospel. The gospel says you don't have to be better for Jesus. He was better for you. The gospel says you don't have to work harder to be accepted. Jesus did the work for you to be accepted, and therefore you obey. Does this make sense to anybody?
Amen.
In other words, your identity is not what you do. Your identity is what has been done for you. That's why stupid sinners like us can say, I'm a new creation. Not because we're good, but because the blood of Jesus covers us. And so we really want to drive that point home, so we wrote a new song about it. Is it cool if we play it for you guys today? We're almost done with this new album, and we're excited, so 5 minutes? Okay, so we only have time for one more song. Well, all right, here we go. Here it goes.
Are you gonna play it? We'll do a condensed version.
I'm watching the time. Help Jeff out on this beat, I guess. Well, there's a girl in the corner with tear stains on her eyes from the places she's wandered and the shame she can't hide. She says, how did I get here? I'm not who I once was, yeah, and I'm crippled by the fear that falling too far to love. Don't you know who you are, what has been done for you? Don't you know who you are? Listen to me now. You were more than the choice that you made. You were more than the sum of the past mistakes. You can remake. Well, she tries to believe it, but she's been given new life. But she can't shake the feeling that it's not true tonight. But she knows all the answers, and she's rehearsed all the lies. So she'll try to do better. Yeah. thank you guys so much. We got one more song for you, and hope you have a great rest of your day here at Ignite Festival. And remember, you are not the sum of your choices and decisions. You're the sum of Jesus's work on the cross for you. So if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. He who knew no sin became sin for us, so that we, as screwed up as we are, could become the righteousness of God. So why are you striving these days? Why are you trying to earn grace? And why are you crying? Let me lift up your faith. Why are you yearning for love? Why are you still searching as if I'm not enough? So where will you go, child? Tell me, where will you run? So where will you run? 'Cause I'll be by your side wherever you fall in the dark of night. Whenever you call, and please don't fight these hands that are holding you. My hands are holding you. So look at these hands on my side. Swallow the grain of that night. We drank the world's sand so I could carry you. My hands are holding you. You're holding us now.